Hey, Stellar Teacher, we have some exciting news to share. Behind the scenes, we've been working hard to launch the brand new Stellar Literacy Collective website, and we can't wait for you to see it. In order to celebrate this new chapter, we're hosting a special members-only event, the Stellar Collective Kickoff Experience. This is happening July 5th through the 11th inside our Stellar Literacy Collective Facebook group. Throughout the week, we're going to be hosting live trainings, giveaways, and walkthroughs designed to help members get the most out of the new Stellar Literacy Collective Hub. Whether you're a brand new member or you've been with us for years, this is the perfect opportunity to explore the site. We're also excited to help you discover resources that you may have missed and help you head into the school year feeling organized, confident, and supported. For now, mark your calendars for July 5th through July 11th. We can't wait to celebrate this exciting new chapter with our incredible community. Hey, Stellar Teachers, welcome back to the Stellar Teacher Podcast. You're listening to episode 309. Today, we are continuing our Your Literacy Block series. We're digging into all of the elements that every upper elementary teacher should make time for during their literacy block. If you have missed any of the episodes in this series, no worries, don't sweat it. You can always go back and listen. In episode one, we talked about comprehension and what that looks like in upper elementary. In episode two, Corey joined us to talk about word study. And in our last episode, I talked all about phonics and phonemic awareness and why that foundational skill still matters so much in upper elementary. So today we're continuing the literacy block conversation with fluency. I'm going to break down what reading fluently actually means, why it matters in upper elementary, and why it matters for comprehension. We're going to talk about what fluency instruction could look like in your upper elementary classroom, and we're going to give you three easy fluency activities that you can implement in your classroom. And of course, everything we share is rooted in research designed to be practical for your upper elementary classroom. All right, so let's go. What is reading fluency? When many people hear the word fluency, they think immediately about speed. But fluency is so much more than reading fast. Reading fluently is the ability to read a text accurately, at an appropriate pace, and with expression. Fluent readers can recognize words automatically, and they can devote all of their attention to understanding what they're reading as they read. Three terms here we want to think about: accuracy, automaticity, and prosody. So accuracy is the ability for students to read words correctly. Automaticity is students' ability to recognize the word quickly and effortlessly. And finally, prosody is the student's ability to read with appropriate phrasing, expression, and also, while they're reading, we want them to be paying attention to punctuation marks. Fluency requires all three of these skills: accuracy, automaticity, and prosody. So why is fluency still super important in upper elementary? And why should upper elementary teachers still make time for this in their literacy block? Sometimes upper elementary teachers assume that fluency is something students master early on, in maybe first or second grade. But the reality is that students in third, fourth, and fifth grade still struggle with fluency. I know that you know this. As the texts become more and more challenging, our fluency issues become more and more noticeable. So in upper elementary, we're noticing students reading slowly, hesitating frequently. Maybe they're reading word by word rather than focusing on phrasing. Maybe they're lacking expression. Maybe they're lacking stamina. And ultimately, this is going to result in lower comprehension and difficulty maintaining meaning and understanding across multiple paragraphs. As upper elementary teachers, we know that our students are expected to read multiple paragraphs in multiple connected texts. So we need to be sure that we are fostering fluent readers in our classroom. Another important thing to note is that fluency is often described as a bridge between comprehension and word recognition. In the last episode of this literacy block series, we talked about phonics and phonemic awareness. So if your students have weak word recognition skills, then we want to be sure that we are filling in those gaps in that area so our students don't have to use cognitive energy to sound out words as they read. If students are using all of their mental energy or their working memory to decode words, then they have less brain power available for understanding the text. This idea connects back directly to Scarborough's reading rope. If you have spent any time in the science of reading, then you are familiar with Scarborough's reading rope. Scarborough's reading rope is a model that helps explain what skilled reading actually requires. It shows that reading is made up of two major strands: word recognition and language comprehension. The word recognition strand includes skills like phonemic awareness, phonics, and automatic word recognition. The second strand of the rope includes language comprehension skills, vocabulary, background knowledge, verbal reasoning, and understanding language structures. As students become more skilled readers, these strands increasingly become more automatic and more woven together like the strands of a rope. When one strand is weak, reading becomes more difficult. And that's why fluency is so important, especially in upper elementary. It helps strengthen the word recognition side of the rope so that students can devote more of their attention or their working memory to understanding what they read as they read. And don't we all want that for our students? Yes, yes, yes. Let's talk about what fluency instruction can look like in your upper elementary classroom. Okay, so a couple things that we want to think about when we are teaching fluency. Fluency instruction should be short, it should be intentional, it should be connected to whatever text you're reading, and it should be focused on meaning. 5 to 10 minutes a day can make a huge impact. And here's the best news, fluency can be easily embedded into your existing reading instruction. The goal isn't speed drills. The goal is not to sit your students down and have them read a text as fast as they can. The goal is helping students become more automatic, more expressive, and more confident readers. So let's talk about how we're going to help our students do those things. Here are 3 fluency activities that you can incorporate in your classroom. The first is repeated reading. This is tried and true, you guys. Repeated reading is one of the most effective and well-researched fluency activities. This idea is really simple. Students read the passage multiple times over several readings, and they get better and better each time they read. Okay, this is nothing groundbreaking. And before you skip ahead, let me explain why it works. The first time students read a passage, a lot of their attention is focused just on figuring out the unfamiliar words and decoding. But then the second time they reread the same text, the words become more familiar. And then the third time they read, they become accurate, smoother, and more automatic. Students can read it once independently or with a partner. If you have your students partner together, you can have one listener student and one reading student. And the listener student can actually give feedback to the reader student. One really simple partner feedback routine that I love is called one glow and one grow. So the listener student will say one glow, or one thing that the reader did well, you read smoothly, and one grow, one thing to work on. So it could be something like, try reading this section a little slower, or read this in bigger chunks instead of word by word. This simple routine gives a little bit more structure to partner repeated reading. And then the reader would go ahead and give their reading another go where they can make those improvements. I love this simple routine because it gives positive feedback as well as something to work on, and it's super manageable for students in upper elementary. And an additional note here, don't assume that students automatically know how to coach one another during partner reading. This is something that you'll have to teach them. You'll have to give them simple language that they can go back to, and you're going to provide meaningful examples over and over and over again as to how students can partner up to help each other improve. So I love adding that partner element to repeated reading. It takes something that we've been doing forever, repeated reading, and making it engaging for our upper elementary students. All right, here's another routine you probably have heard of before, and this is called echo reading. And yes, this is something that you might have done before, but the reason I bring it up again is because it is so simple and incredibly effective that we almost forget about it. It's very simple. So the teacher reads a sentence, a paragraph, or a section of text aloud, and the students echo the reading back. So this gives us an opportunity to model expression, phrasing, pacing, and attention to punctuation. This is especially helpful when introducing challenging texts to students. Say you take out a text that you maybe it's part of your curriculum and you're like, wow, this is kind of challenging for my students. This is a great opportunity for you to read it through echo reading. Okay, our last fluency activity is sort of silly, if you will. And before I explain it, let me just caveat, students in upper elementary are still kids, so they love this one so much. And this is called silly voices. Students just take a passage, again, something that you're already planning to read, and they read it using a different voice. So you might challenge them, read this section like a robot, read this section like a pirate, or like a news reporter, or with a funny accent. Okay. I know that this sounds a little silly. And it is, because that's why it's called silly voices, but it's actually really effective as a fluency activity. When students change their voice, they're forced to pay attention to expression, phrasing, and intonation. They can't simply race through the text word by word, and instead they really have to think about how they're going to say the next word or how they're going to say the next sound. This is especially helpful for students who read in the monotone voice, that robotic voice, because it's encouraging them to notice the difference between the robot voice and a regular voice. And the other thing that I love about this activity is that it takes practice. So our students are reading the same text over and over again because they are practicing in different voices. This activity lowers the pressure. Sometimes students get so nervous about reading out loud, but if we make it silly and fun, then it's just more of a game than an assignment. And it's not necessarily something that they have to perform for others, but you will always have those students that would be more than willing to make this a performance. So those are the quick and easy fluency activities that you can incorporate in your upper elementary classroom. Was repeated reading with that additional partner routine called One Glow, One Grow. I also shared about echo reading. And finally, I shared about silly voices. So as I wrap up today's episode, I want to leave you with this reminder. Fluency is more than reading quickly, and it's so important in our upper elementary classroom. Fluency allows students to move beyond simply figuring out words and actually getting them to that comprehension point that we so desperately want them to get to. The good news is supporting fluency does not require a separate curriculum. It does not require a separate block of instruction. It can be simply paired with the text that you are already reading in your grade level. So as you're planning out your reading block, remember, where can I add just 5 minutes of intentional fluency practice this week? Thank you so much for joining us for today's episode. In our next episode in the Your Literacy Block series, we're going to be talking about another essential component of upper elementary literacy instruction, and that is, dun dun dun, writing. I hope you have a great week, and we'll talk to you soon.